basically, I'm going to play this. Elsina, are we plugged in? I'm going to play the raw audio for you. This is the introduction.
Grand Rapids Healthy You will be presenting picnic foods, including recipes and samples, on April 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Central Seventh-day Adventist Church located.
So we're going to record that. We're doing a 30-second commercial. I'm going to take the introduction that she did. She did multiple recordings. I'm going to take the first event. It quits about 24 seconds. I'm going to grab the end. I'm going to put this onto a new file. We're going to put some music bed on it. Okay, that's the first segment. We're past that first segment. For the recording, you won't see it, but we're past the 24 seconds. We're at 38 seconds. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that first, the introduction, from 0 to 28. I could do this a couple different ways, but 0 to 28, 24. I'm going to make a new file.
Wait, he copied it first.
I copied it first. I'm going to make a new file. I'm going to just copy and paste. I like to use the Control V. That's a Windows function, Control V. I just threw in the introduction and the first 24 seconds. I'm going to go to the end of the original recording, the raw. I'm going to find our close on it. Let's take a little listen to it. Between the brackets, in the blue brackets is what you're going to hear. The blue region on the screen is on the second file. But anytime you're within the blue region is what you play. So let's listen to, we're trying to find the end. You hear that end? Do you hear that end right there? I'm going to move this out. Okay, I'm trying to make sure I got the end. Okay, I see I haven't got, I'm pretty sure this is where it is now. I want to capture that. Copy. I'm going to close out this original. This is my raw file. And I'm going to go back to my one that I can creating. I'm going to put it in this blue range. I'm going to go Control V. That's another function. Control V is Control Paste. I've got my commercial there. Now I'm going to show you a few other things. I can zoom in on that a little bit. I don't have my mouse here, so I'm going to have to zoom it up here. Yes?
Well, at this point,
you spend. We're still in demos. We're still in.
Just watch him for now.
Come in. So right now, if you look at that blue range, that's the range that we're talking about. And at the bottom of this screen here, this is the Gold Wave software. It says it goes, this blue range that I've got identified, highlighted, is from 0 over here on the left to 43 seconds. Now, do you see a problem with my 30-second commercial at this moment? My 30-second spot, I'm trying to create a 30-second spot, but I got 43 seconds. I'm going to have to cut something. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out this. When I pasted them together, I had a gap in between here. When I look at that, if you look at this highlighted, new highlighted range, inside the parentheses right here in this line right here says 5.8. What do you think that 5.8 is? That's seconds. So I know of my 43 seconds, I can take 5.8 out. I'm getting closer to my 30 seconds. So I'm just going to hit delete right there. So now what I'm at there, I've got right now, I'm going to see what I've got. I'm going to go, hopefully, take my left. I'm going to go back to 0. I'm going to go to the very end. So basically, we're at 37.8. 8, 9, we're still over 8 seconds. So I'm going to have to cut something else out. I find in my commercial, all I care about really is strongtowerradio.org. Okay? If I have to get rid of that, you can submit your community calendar thing. Let's look at that blue highlighted range right now. That's 7.5 seconds. How many do I need to take out? About 7 to 8 seconds. Let me also, that's true. Let's listen to, I don't want to start deleting stuff until I know what I'm deleting, right? So between the brackets, the little green arrow means play, and inside the bracket, so I want to play within the brackets. Let's see what I've highlighted, what I think I'm going to.
Have a Christ-centered, family-friendly community event. Please post it 2 weeks in advance on strongtowerradio.org.
Do you think I can get rid of that? I need to cut something. I know I'm cutting a little bit of flesh, but I'm not cutting all the meat, okay? It might be fat. Okay, if I delete that, what do I do next? I need to find out what my time is at this time. So let's go back to the beginning. Go back to zero, the beginning of our commercial. Go to the end. And here's the magic moment. Let's see what we got. 30.29. We're within the range. There's a couple things I can do. I can go in and I'll trim it right there. I'm going to take a little bit of time right here. I've got some dead space. Delete that. I've got a little dead space on the end right here. I'll delete that. So control all. I'm now at 29.58. I'm within my range, but I like to have a little bit of music, ins and out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. We'll go into greater depth. One thing I can do, there is a tool that I can do some compressing. I can go to time. Now, don't get overwhelmed with these instructions. I'm just showing you what you can do and how quickly you can do it. Alcine is going to take us more in depth, and over the next couple of days, you will be able to do exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to do a compression, but if I do a compression, it's going to change the way it sounds. It's going to go fast. I'm compressing, so it's going to go faster. There's a similarity button right here. If you do that, it changes the pitch so it sounds like it should sound. So I'm going to hit that. I'm also going to go to the length. I like to have them about, you can only take a certain percentage out of there, but let's say I'm going to go to 28. I'm pushing it just a little bit, but I'm not going to take a lot of time. The green button, what does the green button, the green arrow say? Play. So I'm going to play and see what it sounds like. I may have pushed it too far. I may have to back it off.
Here is this week's Strong Tower Radio Community Calendar. Grand Rapids Healthy.
Does that sound good to you? It's not perfect, but I'm going to accept it. Okay? Now it's compressed down to 28 seconds exactly. Let's go get some music. Okay? So I'm going to open up some music. I'm going to go up to this training video file. I'm going to go to beds. Beds, and you just watch me right now. As soon as I open it, you know what's there. I'm going to look for a 30-second commercial. I'm going to take How Great Thou Art. I'm going to double-click on that. It's going to bring that song in there. So the top line is the music bed. The bottom, I'm going to take the voice and overlay it. So I'm going to click on the banner, the header. See where my arrow is right here? I'm going to click that there. I'm going to go Control-C. That's one of those Windows functions, Control-C. I'm going to go up in this copy. I'm going to go up to effects. I'm going to go down to voiceover. This is how we create this. This is automated software. I've got 28 seconds. I want to have some music. I call them bedposts. See the blue over here? I call them bedposts. One's the head and this is the foot. Okay. And this is the music in between. This is the bed, and the mattress. That's kind of my mattress. I want to have a second there and a second or two here of music before it dives in, and the rest comes out on the end. There's a lot of theory to it. I can explain it further at a later time, but I'm going to shortcut and just do what I need to do. On that top line is fade out. That's the headboard. That's the top line up above. This is the headboard. This is the footboard. This is the foot. This is the head. I really don't have time to do anything with this one. It's so tight. I'm just going to have it just kind of fade out and the music will come off and I'll show you what will happen. I boost the volume. That's this line right here. This is the voice bed. I bring it up to 100%. Sometimes you do it more. Depends on what your input is. Then I bring this. This is the, I'm on the wrong thing. The other thing is the music. This is the fade, the music bed music. I bring it down for this type of music. I know my music. I bring it to about 7.94. Then we do a test, and let's hear what if it's good or no good.
Here's this.
Oops, you know what I just did? I know what I did wrong. I made a mistake.
Grand Rapids
I made a goof. I copied and did something. Let me.
You did the music. You did the voiceover on it, the original.
I did it on myself, didn't I? Let's go back and hear this.
Here is this week's Strong Tower Radio Community Calendar. Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Here is this week's.
So I'm going to take that again. We'll control all. That means take everything. Control all. Control A. Control C. I'm going fast. I'm just trying to, so I'm going to give you an overview. Then I'm going to go up to effect. Going to go over to voiceover. I do make mistakes. I'm going to go keep that 1 second headboard. I'm going to have it, it's almost without a foot board. I'm going to decrease the music bed. I'm going to decrease that music volume to 7.94. I'm going to up the to 100% of the volume. Let's do it again. That's the reason why you don't go okay. If I would have done okay, I would have put that that bad recording. Until I save it, it's nothing. But
yeah.
Let's go ahead and listen this time. I hit okay. Well,
okay,
I just...
Let's go ahead and listen to it.
We'll go ahead and listen to it now. So we'll go ahead and make sure you got this and play it.
Here is this week's Strong Tower Radio Community Calendar. Grand Rapids Healthy Youth will be presenting picnic foods, including recipes and samples, on April 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Central Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 100 Sheldon Boulevard, Southeast in Grand Rapids. Call Andrea at 616-450-4591 with any questions. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
What do you think? That's pretty good for quick and dirty, isn't it? That's what you will be able to do by the time you're at the end of this class. Maybe not today, but the end of the week. I'm going to turn it over to Elsina because she's going to tell you the nuances. That was a clean file. This file down here has already been cleaned up. The breaths and the bad takes and so on and so forth. So she's going to show you how you get this. What I call it this voice edited. Before that is voice raw. Voice raw, you edit it, voice edited, and then you bring in your music and so on and so forth. So I'm turning it over to Alcina. We're going to give her the...
Okay, so we're kind of going backwards here. So we're starting at the back. We're showing you the process from reverse. So what he finished there, that's what would go on the radio. So we're going to go back to where somebody's actually recorded it.
Oh.
So
I'm going to show you what I get. I haven't done a whole lot of the very end recording. I usually just get it from voice raw to voice edited. That's kind of my job.
And we've got to compartmentalize. It's interesting. Jelaine Fetter, she knows only how to do programs because she was only taught how to do programs. And I was, George Corliss taught me, he taught her how to do programs. He taught me how to do commercials. And so I've had to kind of learn after the fact. So in some areas, she knows.
And I don't do any commercials. I've only done programs. So I'm kind of like Jelaine. I don't know how to do. And there's, you know, a lot of us each know our part, and we don't always know everybody else's part.
The other thing I want to say this is that when we get Elsina together with some of the other people, Bill Salisbury,
who's been doing it.
Bill Salisbury, or JB as he's known on the radio, he produces 7 hours a week. He came up and was doing a training with Elsina.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
It was advanced. I mean, we were going to the next level. And Bill Salisbury's been doing it for 6 or 7 years. He learned from Elsina. So this is, nobody has all the answers.
No.
You get a bunch of us together, we'll have an alumni meeting, and we'll be sharing tips and tricks. So, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to basics here. How many of you have ever worked with GoldWave at all? Okay, none of you. So we're starting at the basics. You all are familiar with a Word document, how to cut and copy and paste and all of that, right? Okay, because that's not very much. Okay, do you know copy and paste? Okay, if you know copy and paste, you can do this because that's really where we're at. I'm going to just go over a little bit of this actual program to show you what different parts there are, because he's talking about a lot of things and he's showing you and it's like, oh, wait a second, where are you going? So this is just a little bit of a tutorial on GoldWave itself. Now, if you're here under help, you can see that right there. That's called the manual. I spent probably 3 weeks trying to read the manual.
How do you get to where you're at?
On the screen? Oh, well, okay. Are you on Gold Wave? Okay, up at the top where it says help. Does he have it there? Okay. Up at the top it says help. You click on that and you see where it says manual. The manual is very technical, and I did not understand but probably a quarter of what I was reading. And that's when I just started this whole thing. If I went back now and read the manual, I probably would understand more, but I'd probably understand about half because it is very technical. But there were tips that I picked up from there, and when I have questions, I still go back to this because this is the answers. This is the real answers. So I just wanted to show you that.
The other thing I want to tell you is that when you buy yours or you get, you can download a free version of this. Over time, they want you to buy it. And so after a while, they start dinging you and they delay the processing. But what I want to share with you, come on in, Samuel. But the thing is, when you first come up, the manual comes up by default. When you get the...
when you buy it.
When you have an identity.
Oh, the demo? Okay. Oh, shoot, I need to get my...
Sure.
Yes, please.
Is it on you when you add it to your own Google Wave? For instance, like I use Mac and I use GarageBand or other like
that's a very important question. It doesn't matter to me what software, as long as you export an MP3, MP4, or a WAV file. Yeah. So how you get there, you're going to be working remotely.
I'm using that Ace Pro Tool, so I'm like...
We have an FTP server, and that is a file transfer.
If you're going to be talking, you need the mic.
If you have internet, you just once you upload FileZilla or some familiar similar program, you upload that program, and once you got it, you just go into your directory. You'll have two windows. You have a window with a directory that on your computer. You'll literally click. And there's a window adjacent to it. You drag it and drop it.
I was going to show them that, too.
So she'll share that with you.
That we're going to first show, and yeah, if you're going to use another program, mostly what we're going to be showing you is GoldWave, because this is what pretty much everyone at the studio uses, and that's what I'm familiar with. But if you know another way, that's fine. So I just wanted to show you that, because that's going to be when you get done here and you can't remember what we said, going back to the manual is a great place to go. So, the file, now a lot of these buttons, I have customized my buttons up here on all these down here, the ones that I use the most, and I throw in a lot of ways, so mine is not going to look like yours looks. When you start playing around with it, you know which ones you like the most, you know what order you want them in, so your screen will not look exactly like my screen. But I'm just going to show you a few things that I learned from the manual. I'm going to play you... this is how I get my original file. I'm going to go down here, and I'm just going to play this for you so that you can hear. Okay, this button right here plays it from the beginning. This button here plays whatever is highlighted. I'm going to just play it from the beginning, and I'm playing down here.
Do you still want me to do I'm Passionate About Relationships?
That's Lori's name.
This is Lori's name. This is not on yours.
Bullying become our national preoccupation. Nearly 20% of Americans...
So, and by the way, your space bar will pause it for you and unpause it. Okay, so I'm getting it with all the talking that goes on ahead of time, in between. She's going to she's gonna say some words that are wrong. She says, oop, I need to go back and do that again. This is what the raw sounds like. When Tom played you one, that was already fixed up. But honestly, the one that he played to you, she does a lot of her editing while she is recording because she's that good. So it kind of depends upon who you're editing. If you're editing somebody who does it all the time, they're going to have it pretty clean for you already. But if you're editing somebody that they're bringing in, it's going to be very, very raw. So we're going to have to take out parts. We're going to have to fix up parts. We're going to have to – and as you see here, this file here is – almost an hour long. It's 45 minutes. And she did about 5 or 6 different segments. So I'm going to want to cut up the segments into different parts, clean them up, edit them, and then it's going to be voice edited, and then from there we'll put music on or whatever we want to do to make it up into a whole program. So the file, you already know how to open because you guys were opening things in there, closing that you know, don't close it until you've saved it, unless you don't want to save it. I'm not going to worry about any of those. This is where you're going to do most of your most of your stuff is here with edit and effect. There's one thing I don't know where to start. I'm not going to start there. Okay. So when you have a file, and this file here is 42 minutes, I'm going to be working on this file, but I can't see really what's happening. I'm going to get rid of this one for now. So I'm going to zoom in, and that's what this button right up here is. It's zooming in. And every time I zoom in, you get more and more detail. I'm going to show you how far I can go. I can go all the way to where you actually see the wave. See that? Now, editing in that point is very difficult because it's such a fraction. So I don't very often go in that detailed unless I'm really trying to find an exact point. Like if I'm trying to replace a word with another word and I'm getting really close, I'll be close, probably not that far. I'll probably be right in here. So this is your in and out. You can go previous, like if you were doing something and then you zoomed way in and said, oh, I didn't want that. You can go right back to where you were with the previous. This is all. This shows you, it'll show me my whole file. And if I have a part selected and I do this one, it will zoom in just to my selection. Okay? So this selection right here, if I select just a part of it and I click on this, it zooms in just to the part I have selected. So these buttons you're going to use quite a bit. And it was funny because when I was doing the training with Jay Salisbury, he knew exactly where he liked to edit. And he says, I like to kick it. I think he said 11 times, the in button. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And that's the way he liked to do his editing. And you'll find where you are most comfortable, how far in. And pretty soon you just know what you like. Okay. These buttons right here, this is your copy and your paste. I do a lot of that with my keyboard with the Control C and the Control V, but if you prefer to do it up here, that's the same thing up here. This is delete. I usually use my delete button. Trim, like it's what he did, where you take out your ends. And then down here, I don't use these buttons very much. I usually start right here. That's the first one I use. And the reason, when I get a raw file, this is probably the first thing I do. I select all, and I hit maximize. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of cleaning up on the file, and I want to make sure that I'm not taking out any sound. So I maximize my whole thing. Now watch what happens. As soon as I hit, I want you to look at the file. Watch what happens.
She has literally taught me things of how to do this. This is a good technique.
So as soon as I hit OK, I want you to watch what happens to that file. Oh, or did I already do it? Maybe it already happened. I did. Okay, so let me go back.
Undo.
Yeah, I'm clicking Z. All right. Well, it didn't move it very much then, because it should push it all a little louder. The reason I do that is because I am going to go next, and I'm going to try and clean up the quiet spots. And I can go and I can do it on every single quiet spot. It takes a while because it's a large file. I should have just done a portion of it. Okay. Let me just take a portion. Try this. Okay. I'm going to try just maximizing this. There, you saw what happened there? Okay. I'm going to try that again. So I'm going to maximize right here. And it put it all up. When it does that, it makes, because, I'll go to the next step. So the next step is right here. See, it says silence reduction. Do that again. It removes or reduces the quiet sections. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. It's the noise gate I wanted. I'm sorry. Noise gate. Reduces noise in the quiet sections. So if you look, I'm going to zoom in here a little bit. All right. So right here is a quiet section. You're not talking, but do you see the little spikes? I don't know if you can see them as well up there. But there's just a little artifact in the background. And you don't always hear, but sometimes you can hear it when you're on the radio. And so you really want the quiet sections to be quiet. So I'm going to make it take all that artifact out. But if I haven't maximized it first, I might take out a quiet voice. Like if there was somebody talking and they were quiet, I might erase that voice by accident. That's why you maximize it first, because it kind of knows that that's an actual voice. It pulls up the volume, and then when you make the quiet parts take out all the artifact, it doesn't take out somebody's voice. So watch that real quick. I'm going to do the noise gate. I'm just going to say okay. And now if you look right here, you don't see any of those little spikes. They're all gone. I'm going to just play this section.
Did you keep your promise? Have you been filled with shame over your...
Okay, I had more than I wanted to there. Okay, so I'm going to do the noise. And you heard right here there was a little bit of a breath. Let's see if it takes that out. And now I'm going to play this again.
Did you keep your promise? Have you been filled with...
See how it took that out? So, and for me, because I'm working with, you know, half-hour files, I'll just do the whole thing. I'll just, you know, take the whole section, maximize it, do the noise gate. That takes a lot of work out because I'm trying to take breaths out and things. And if I have to do it in each section, it's a lot of work. So now that I have those two done, let me go back and look at the whole thing. Yeah, I don't want to do the whole thing. I'll just do this section here. So the problem is that once I maximize, you're going to see some of these spikes are really, really high. And they do not like it that high at the radio. They really, David says he likes everything between about 5 and 5, about, okay? Tom likes to go a little bit more. He says about 7 and 7. So you'll get different people who like it different ways. So maximizing it means some of my spikes are going to be going high. So the next... I don't see. Well, I can see 7 if I. Any file. Just open any file for him. He can see what's going on. The 5 is right here. You can see 0.5. So the 5 is right here, right here. So that line right across there, you see that line all the way across? That's 0.5. That's plus 0.5. The one right down here is negative 0.5. And you want most of your volume to be right in that area. And as you can see, some of mine are too high. So this little button right here is called compressor or expander. If you click that, and I'm going to go down here to my presets. All of your buttons have presets, and most of the presets are pretty handy. So I'm going to go down to my preset, and I'm going to say reduce peaks. See that right there? And when I click that, I'm going to move this so you can see it. And then I'm going to hit OK. And you can watch this peak here will just about go down, and this peak here is going to go down. Did you see them flop down? Okay. That's pretty close. It's still above 0.5 a little bit, but there's only a few of them, so I'm going to leave it. If I have a file where I have a lot of it, still I can do it one more time and bring it down even a little bit more. So that's getting most of my file in between. Now, when I'm looking at all of it, if you see this section right in here, it's a little bit low. So when I listen to it, I'm going to see if it's too low. And if it is, I could grab a little section here. And I can use this button here, which is to change the volume. And this just plain old, it's like turning up the volume or turning down the volume. It moves all the whole sound wave up or down. Only where I have selected. So I can go, let's see, if I'm wanting to turn it up a little bit, I can go up to 150%. I can try that and see what it looks. Oops, I didn't do that. There we go. And then let's see what happens when I click on that, and what's going to happen to that section? There. See how it went up? Did you guys see that? Because I can, I'm going to delete it and just see it go back down again. Now, the thing with that is that if you're going to do that, you have to listen to it afterwards. Because coming into it and going out of it, I might have a really, you know, talking, and all of a sudden it talks loud, you know? So you don't want to do that. If it's, let's listen to it and just see what happens.
Why not? Because that car belongs to someone else now. When you give your heart to Jesus, you belong to Him, and He will lovingly care for you. You can throw all your worries away.
Okay, I'm going to...
Okay, now we're on...
Like, oh, that's... Basic. It is.
Psalm 37:3.
Okay, so where I did it, we were talking in the background, so it really didn't matter. But you want to make sure that you listen, that you're not making some really weird sounds. There is another thing that you can do. I don't recommend it, but you can give it a try. Yes. There is also an auto gain that some people use because it kind of is a little bit easier. You don't have to go through all the steps that I went through. And you can make a target here and push OK. And it just brings everything between the 50 and the 50. I have found problems with that because sometimes it distorts the sound because it doesn't move everything the same way and I'm not controlling it. So some parts that are soft, it bumps them up, and some parts that are loud, it brings down, and then it makes a distorted sound. So I personally don't use auto gain, but, if you're comfortable with it, you can try it, but if you're going to use auto gain, please listen to it afterwards and make sure that it doesn't sound really bad. Okay, I'm going to go back and undo everything I've done so far. Yep. You can actually go down here, see, adjust to 50%. That's basically what I did. And you just, but I have to select everything first too. Let me do that. So, I'm going to go back to the auto gain. I'm going to go down to the presets, adjust to 50%. And it does the whole thing and it brings it all down to between 5 and 5. And, you know, every single person who does editing does it slightly different. So you're going to have to find what works for you. And when he talked about a minute spot taking him 2 hours, when you start, it's going to take you a long time because you're figuring all of this out. And don't get discouraged. It does get faster. I'm still not as fast as he is. I still take my time. And but then I'm not employed. I'm a volunteer, so I can take as long as I want. Right, Tom? He can fire me if he doesn't like the way I'm doing it. Okay. This is also another button that you might use if you're working with music and files. You'd use this probably more with music than with voicing, but this will gradually increase the volume, and this one over here gradually decreases the volume. So when he was doing a music bed, he used it so that it automatically did it. The music automatically went up and went down, and it works sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't work. I find I have to do this manually myself because I haven't figured out another way. When I'm putting music at the end of a program, like there's a, like he's doing it for just a minute. Is it time? Oh, I gotta watch my time. Okay, no, I'm all right. He's doing a minute spot, so he has music throughout the whole thing. But when I'm doing a half hour program, you don't have music during the whole half hour. You just have music at the beginning of the half hour and at the end of the half hour. So the music at the end of the half hour, I'm wanting to start quiet and gradually increase. And the voiceover does not do that I have found. I can't do that. So I manually adjust the music the way I want it and make the music gradually increase. And then I use this button right here, which says mix.
Voiceover gives you a maximum of 5 seconds. And she probably wants to raise it up over longer.
No, it's that I can't do it at all. Because...
It's a very tricky. Let's put it this way. It can be done, but you have to select a segment and do it. It's tricky. But go ahead and show your method.
Okay, but voiceover starts, it has it go down and then back up again. I don't want the down part. Right. I only want the up part. Okay.
That is true.
I'm talking about at the end of a program.
You can do it on the front, but you can't do it on the the
right. You can do it at the end, and you do it only in minute spots. You have music of the whole thing. But when I'm doing a whole program and I only want music at the end, I can't do voiceover right. for that part. Let's see. There was one other thing I wanted to show you. Can't find it right. Okay. So let's go, and I'm just going to, oh, yes, I know what the other one was I want to show you. Okay. This file here has, like I said, 4 or 5 or 6 different segments. And sometimes I'm working with them all together. Sometimes I cut them up. It doesn't, whatever works for you. But there is something under edit. There's a cue point here. I'm up here under edit, and I go down to cue point, and I can add a cue point, and I usually do add and edit so I can say what it is. So like on her first spot, I would say number 1. On her second spot, I would say number 2. Sometimes we're doing, Mr. Morgan does little readings, and he does quite a few of them in a row. And so I add the cue point at the beginning of each one, and I label what the story is that he's reading so that I don't have to go listen to the whole file every time I want to find something. So these cue points are very, very helpful when you're wanting to, you know, you're listening through a file and it's like, oh, I want to remember where that is. Use your cue point and you can find it. The other time I use cue points is when I'm doing somebody's sermon and they say a word that's wrong. You know, like they're talking about Moses. Instead, they say Jonah. And I want to make my pastors look good. So I go and I find another place where they say Noah in their sermon, and I'll come and put it in where he said Jonah. Well, you're moving back and forth in your file, and you can't always remember where something is. So I put a little cue point where he said Jonah, and I say Jonah on my cue point, so I'll know that's the wrong place. And then when I find the Noah, I know exactly where to go back and put it.
So, are you going to show that today, or are you going to show that at a subsequent time?
Well,
I really want to see how she does this.
To do the cue point or
yeah,
adding...
Points.
Okay, so yeah, let's do that right now. I'm gonna.
The reason is because I actually could use this. I've not used cue points. It's a tool I need to be using. But I edit all those spots for Morgan and for.
Do you still want me to do?
Go ahead.
Go ahead and put them in there.
I'm passionate about relationships. He's. Has worked.
Okay, so right there, she's beginning her first one. So I'm going to, wherever my play cue is, that's where it's going to go. So I'm going to add my cue point. I can just add it and then go back and edit later. It's a whole lot harder. So I always just say add and edit. And then I'm going to say, I'm just going to say number 1. So then you see that little arrow, that little halfway arrow down there, right there? That's my cue point. This little one right down here. Kind of like an upside down triangle. And then as I keep listening, okay, now that one's number 1. That's not a problem because I'm going to be deleting everything ahead of it. So that would have been a really easy one. But let me see if I can go. Let's see, these are about 1 minute long each. So I'm going to just go here.
Some of us are more anxious than we were even this time last year. Anxiety negatively affects our health and mental status. Yet we still seem to worry about everything. Wouldn't it be great if there was someone else who could capably handle all your worries? Wouldn't it be great if we could pay someone to solve all of our worries and problems? Well, listen.
Okay, do you hear that popping? Do you know why that is? That's because I used auto gain. That's why I don't like auto gain. All right. Now you know
who can handle all our anxieties, and he is free. God loves 1 Peter 5:7 says,
I'm just jumping ahead, fine.
For he cares about you. I'm Lori Stamen, and I'm passionate about relationships.
Okay, so I know this is the end of number 2. I'm just going to put a cue point, right there. And I'm just going to say end of number 1. Then I know where the beginning and ending of that section is. So that's how I do that. Okay, so now I wonder... If I do Control-Z, if it takes it off. Oh, it doesn't. Good. Okay. Oh, yep, it did. Okay. Because I want to get rid of that auto gain. Oh, that sounded terrible. Like, oh, I can't handle that. Okay. The other thing about editing, it's hard to do it with this. Your best editing is done with a pair of earphones because you really want to hear it well and you don't want other sounds around you. And I'm having this pointing your way so you guys can hear it, but I couldn't do a really clean edit with that. I've only got a couple minutes left here and I got to go, but I also want to say when you start editing, you pray about it. You know, pray before you start editing because you're working on people's files and you want to glorify God. And I have to say that I do take a little liberty sometimes, and I always pray that I'm doing the right thing. Because, like, when your file is too long and you're having to cut it down to get it to a certain amount of time, you're having to take some things out. And sometimes I was having, expressions or if they're, you know, if they're repeating themselves or if there's, you know, and it's like, Lord, please help me to take the right thing out so that I still leave the gist of what's being said. And it's a weighty responsibility. But also, when I started, I was worried about every single breath, every single misspoken word, and my file was perfect. I think it was pretty close to being perfect. And then, somebody else was editing the next one, and they edit it totally different than I do. So this guy goes from sounding like he's a flawless speaker to a normal speaker. So start thinking right early on what you're going to want to do, because the way you start is you're going to want to keep doing that, especially if you're doing somebody who's doing a series and you're doing a lot of theirs. Don't get too picky right off the bat, because if you stop doing it later on, then all of a sudden the speaker goes from just being really good to being, you know, more normal.
Yeah, with Pastor Holmes, you take about a 40-minute sermon, and when they take out all the pauses, he becomes about a 30-minute sermon, and he sounds like a much younger and different person.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, like I said, if you hear an obvious misspeak, you want to clean those up. The other thing is stuttering. Some people, and then they keep going. You know, that's the way they naturally speak, and some like to leave it in. Some people, it really bothers them. For me, it grates on my nerves. I hate hearing ums, and yet I know I do it. So when I'm going through editing, I'm taking a lot of them. I don't always take them all out, because it is natural to say sometimes, but you can take some of those out. And then some people actually do stutter, and you can make them sound like they don't. You really can. You can take all of those extras out, and it makes them sound very, very fluid. It's a lot of work, but... Yep. So think about how much you want it to be perfect and how much you want it to sound natural. And the same thing with breath. If it's a loud breath and it happens often, we want to take it out. But a natural breath that's in between a word, or a sigh, you just... Yeah, you're going to just have to listen to it. And then the other thing is, you don't just listen to it, edit it, and you're done. You listen to it, you edit it, you go back and listen again, because you never know what your editing has done to change it. So you're listening to these files over and over and over again, and which is why it takes a lot of time sometimes to do that. All right. Let's go back to the beginning here.
Do you still want me to do I'm passionate about relationships? Has worry?
Okay, so right now I know that this whole piece right here, I can just delete it. Okay, so now she's starting here. We'll go again. Yeah, she doesn't need the giggles.
Has worrying become our national preoccupation? Nearly 20% of Americans...
Okay, now I'm going to go to the end where we thought she was. Because these are supposed to be minute spots, right? I think they are.
Please name it. And I'm passionate about relationships.
Okay, so this is the end of number one, and we're at about a minute 30. So she re-recorded the same spot, and I'll show you that, because she knew she was over.
Okay. Just a minute. I'm just thinking, is there anything I have to take out? When you say.
That's why you want to have a cue point in there.
Yeah. So she knew that it went over. So then she was fiddling with her notes, taking a little bit out, and she re-recorded it. I'm not going to throw the first recording out until I'm happy with the second recording, because if she makes a mistake or something, and I can go back to the first recording and pick out the part and bring it in. So I'm going to put a cue point here, and I can say this is number one the second time. And I'm this is actually stuff that I have to be working on, so I'm getting started now. So this is number one, second, second time. So I'll know that that's where I start on the second one. He was talking to you about FileZilla. Let me just show you that real quick. This is where we actually go to get our files.
This is how you work remotely.
Yeah.
In fact, at your church, when you get done with the sermon, once you got FileZilla, you literally drag. Go ahead. I will take it.
Okay. So I have to sign in. Okay. So this is my computer, and this is my folder called Strong Tower Radio because I have all my stuff in here. This is actually the Strong Tower Radio Studios. There's downloads and there's uploads. This is mine here, where when I'm done with my stuff, I upload it so that they can pull it off and put it on the radio. But they have to give you the password and stuff because they don't want everybody just going on. Of course, they actually have it pretty well protected. You cannot erase anything from it remotely. You can only download and upload to it, but you can't do anything. You can't change the files that are on there. So they're pretty well protected. So this is where I went. I went to Lori Snyman, and I went to this file, and I pulled down these two because these are the two that I'm wanting to work on. And so when I'm here, I'm going to right-click it, and I'm going to say download, and it pulls it onto my computer. When I'm done with it, I've done a lot of YWAMs, so I'm going to just show you one of these. I finished with Lily and Trasher. So I did this file over here. I'm done editing it, so I'm going to right-click it, and then I would say upload, and then it's going to push it onto the files at Strong Tower Radio. But it's going to upload it to whatever I have here open. So if I'm not careful, I'm going to put it in the wrong spot, and then I can't change it because once it's there, I can't do anything with it. So I want to make sure that when I'm uploading, and it's the same thing with downloading. If I'm over here and I'm hitting Lori's name and I'm saying download, it's going to download to whatever file I have open here.
Those two lower boxes.
Yes. So you make sure that both of them have the places that you want things to go before you upload and download. But this is how we work with the Strong Tower Radio. This is how we get our files back and forth.
Want to talk to you about what you want to do next. I want you to think about that maybe a little bit. But there's so many directions we could go right here. What do you want to do? Are you all going to be here for the next? We need to plan accordingly. Are you all going to be here for the next 2 days, at least tomorrow? Because all you've got to do is see what you can do in a little thing. We're going to have you literally producing stuff. So you'll have to be here at least tomorrow to produce something. And but like I said, this is basically 3 hours of course we've got start and stop time, but I usually within 2.5 hours, some of you will be able to produce some of the material. I'm just thinking, do you want me to practice a little bit more on my style of how to edit commercials, or where do you want to go from there? Oops.
Oh, okay, there you go. What happened to it?
You got to speak to me because I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, I guess the question from your end as a station, what is the demand that you need? Do you need it for programs, for commercials? What is your need?
Okay, what I literally need is what Elsina is doing you actually were doing spots, doing the same thing I do for special spots.
I've never done any spots.
Yeah, but what you showed was...
Oh, Lori.
Lori, that was spots.
Yeah, I've never... This is the first time I've
first time.
Her.
Okay,
and
very good.
The reason I did it is because she asked where it was.
So. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to... In fact, if some of you want to help me out and edit all those, we could do...
We have so many raw files that need to be edited. The biggest problem with getting programs on the Strong Tower Radio is the editing. That's where the bottleneck is right now.
Well, I guess my question is it the programs that you need editing, or is it the spots versus the 30, the 60 seconds, the 60 minutes?
Probably all of it. But the one we're trying to do, what we're trying to do is we're trying to add programming. We have a monthly special. And so when we do a special, that means that we're going to generate local new programs. Okay, not a problem.
A long
we can catch it later.
Yeah,
we can catch it later. So we have half an hour long programs, which Elsina does. You did the editing for History Retold, which was a 15 minute program. And we're going to have more programs coming along. So I can assign you to that program and just you guys knock it out. When you say you upload it to FileZilla, we'll do the final processing, but you make it what we call VE, which is voice edited. And then we'll put the ins and the outs and make it air. We'll bring it down to the time. The other thing is what she was showing you, what I was showing you. Once we have these monthly features, that's what we need to help with, is the half an hour long, hour long programs, as well as those spots. That what you were hearing was Lori Snayman was, in order to create that environment of that special month. So this is what we're doing. We started out with Reformation. So we do Reformation programming. Then we go to Thanksgiving programs. Then we go to a Christmas theme. We did Emancipation Proclamation from Sin. February, we did Faith of Our Founding Fathers. March, we did Family Month. April was the Resurrection. May is Mother's Day. We're currently in Fatherhood. Then next month is Independence from Sin. What's that? We did put some Memorial Day, but it almost got overshadowed. We almost forgot it because we had so much work going. We do have a few spots, but Memorial Day. We do the holidays. Veterans. We also do Labor Day. But we're also doing our new product will be next month will be Independence from Sin. We'll have a program that Pastor Morgan will be recording for us. That needs to be edited. We're going to have, I have, Dr. Strayer has done 14 Adventist history. So I've got 14 half an hour programs. So I got 7 hours of program you can start on this afternoon. You're not ready, but you can do it. We can do it. So that's what I need. I've got right now 14 half hour programs that need to be added right now, besides Lori's spots. So your question is, it's both. But my long programs, my half an hour, 15 half an hour programs is probably the greatest need. You can sit down and work on that and be very focused. And you, when you're done, you just drag it and drop it over into my file. So where do you want me to start? I mean, we're a little pause right now. We aren't sure which direction to go. But do you want me to do more of this, or do you want to take these files and start playing? Some of you are going to be able to play on your own.
Yeah, and actually I was thinking an idea is if you guys come tomorrow and you just start, and then we'll be here and you're going to have questions and you just keep asking questions, it might be easier than just...
And here's the other thing, and just to dovetail on, and those who are just plain lost, what we'll do is I think that I'll have a separate session. Maybe you can run around and help them to a search. We'll go back and forth, and we may do a general basics demonstration over on the screen
really
too.
Really,
so we'll find a way. We'll bring it up to speed and do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Is there a Goldwave software for Mac versus?
I think what Mac does is you have the emulator. So
yeah, I can also install it via Bootcamp.
Yeah. So you use it's still the Mac PC, but you do it on a Mac emulator.
You have to install Windows on a Mac to be able to.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you edit with a different audio editor?
Yes, you can. That is what you can use, whatever, as long as you export in MP3 or in a WAV file. So, no, it's all I care about.
I mean, the way you buy the Windows.
Oh, you mean,
So, it doesn't matter how you get there. When you export the file, then as long as it's in those two formats, we're good to go. If you want me to, I can just do the last couple minutes. We got about 6 more minutes, or you can ask me questions. Tomorrow is when we're going to really produce. And don't worry, you will not drown, okay? Everybody, I think that as I'm looking around, I believe everybody has the native intelligence, and you can do this. And it really, what's that? Yeah. How did you feel when you watched me do that? How did you feel? Does it look like it could be done?
Yeah, it could be done. It's just that you're like, wow, you
want to wear
again?
And I didn't slow down because that wasn't. And our purpose was not to show you how to do it. It's just to show you it can be done. So now you've got this goal that you're going to. Tomorrow we're going to find you. We're going to help you do that. Some of you, you'll just get on the computer. You'll have about 3 or 4 questions. Where do I find that? And one of the things that I found is on these computers, it's under PC. That file you were looking for that I had there, I was looking for it under network and whatever. It's under PC. This PC, you go under this PC, and then you find that folder, the training folder, and it has those 3 folders, which is voice, the songs, and then it has beds. In fact, why don't I just take a moment and just show you right here. He took my file. So I'm going to open up a file. That's a brand new one. So I want to go to open. Open will go to where you were last. And I pulled out my... So now I've got I'm working off a thumb drive. I'm looking under the training videos, audio. And there's 3 basic files, which is, let me get into the training. You've got beds. That's the music bed. That's the music that How Great Thou Art. That was that 30-second spot that I called up. And if you look underneath there, we just a sampling. We've got a 30-second, and we have 60 seconds, and we've got it in 2 different formats, MP3 and WAVE. We used to do all in WAVE, and we've decided that we're going to go to MP3 just to conserve space. We didn't see enough quality difference that went over the air that it was worth it. So that's where you get your music beds from. Then your voice recording. We took this one right here, number 12, April 12th. That's the one that I took that file from. There's a third file. We'll go back up. And there's a third file, and that is songs. Now, the purpose of the songs is that when we do these long recordings, when we do the Father's Day fatherhood ones, when we do the Adventist education, we told him that we want him to produce something that ultimately comes out to 27 and a half minutes. Okay. How many people over that period of time can do a program that directly hits at 27 and a half minutes? It doesn't happen. What happens if he comes through at 24 minutes? What are you going to do with that dead airspace? You're going to put music in it. Oh, guess what? I have music here called songs. So we throw that in, and it takes discretion. And you decide, and we'll put it somewhere in the program, maybe in the middle. Maybe we'll see a transition, a lull in the story. Maybe we want to build some tension while they wait for the rest of the story. We'll put a song in the middle of it. Something. We'll find out something. But that's what that is. The other thing I want to share with you, I'm going to completely change channels on you. I have 2 more minutes left before we say prayer. I'm going to talk about editing. Did you notice that there was a creative tension between Elsina and I? Because she approaches it differently than I did. You approach it differently. But you know what? That creative tension, when it's done in the Christian spirit, it can create great, great things. It's growth. It's iron sharpening iron. And I mean that in the sense. Let me explain. You can tell a story. Now, this is a classic. It was Gunsmoke. Now, Gunsmoke, they took 2 of the cinnamon auger. Have you ever seen that editing? And I haven't seen the thing for about 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years. But it stuck in my mind. They took the editors of Gunsmoke and they said, we have this raw video that has been taped. not wasn't video time, raw film, and they can edit it any way they wanted to. And they wanted to prove a point. And the point is you can take the same material and how you juxtaposition it, what you put one way or another. These guys, literally, these professionals, I don't know if it was three or if it was four, these film cinematographers took that same video and they pieced it together in order that they thought creatively was good, and it literally changed the story. So, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? It depends, but I want to tell you this isn't your sermon you're editing, okay? It's not your sermon. You're not the producer, you're the editor. And we need to realize what role we have. And our job is to support. I'm not the theologian. I didn't write the sermon. I'm not preaching the sermon. So if you're editing a sermon, you need to stay as true as possible. And that's what she was alluding to. You can actually, by some of your editing, you can actually change it, even though you don't change many words, your timing and some other things like that. And if the program's too long. We have some programs that are actually hung up because the program's too long and the editor can't make that decision of what to cut. We're waiting for the person who produced it to come back and say, take this out, cut this, you can cut this, this, and this to bring us back to our time frame. When she said pray about it, we need to pray about it because sometimes we do take some words out, and Lord, help us to choose without violating the intent. You know, I've always had a problem with English teachers because I write my papers and then they would mark it all up. But not only do they mark it up, but I felt that they changed the flavor and the intent of what I was trying to say. And then I found an editor who actually can edit my writing and I recognize my writing. They literally do it, and I say, how do you do it? And she doesn't know how she does it. But she edits my writing, so it still looks like my writing. That, I just want to share with you, we have a sacred duty to maintain the intent of the person who's presenting the program. Let's close with a word of prayer. Our great Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for these gentlemen. I want to thank you for the calling that you've placed upon their hearts. Lord, they have something to contribute, and they want to do this. Lord, give them strength, give them perseverance, give them patience, and give them rewards. Give them the rewards of doing your service for your people and for those that you want to bring into the kingdom of God. Amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.